Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm excited about this week. God is stretching our faith just as he did with Noah. On Monday, or Cheshvan 17, that was the day that Noah entered the ark in Genesis. That's when God spoke to him and said, listen, get you and your family, take two of every animal, and I want you to go into the ark. And that was quite the faith move for Noah. And what I see happening in the spirit realms this week is that God is going to ask you to go to next levels of faith. You have to learn to live in the realms of faith. You need to learn to stretch yourself. Come on, get out of what's comfortable and into uncomfortable. Listen, Candace is talking from experience. Come on here. God is always stretching me from comfortable to uncomfortable. And listen, what will do that is when God challenges us to move into the realms or the arenas that he's calling us to. And we quite often have to leave something behind. Maybe we have to leave something good behind. That's the hardest test of all. We've got to be willing to follow God. It's about obedience and not sacrifice. And I know sometimes we think in our minds, listen, if I don't do this or I don't do that, it will be better, right? But God's saying, no, listen, I'm sending you. And that's what he said to Noah. Can you imagine how Noah felt? He was picked. He was chosen amongst all of those people that it would be him and his family that would be saved. Everyone else would be eliminated by the floods. And so this had to have been definitely a time where Noah had to realize he wasn't looking for acceptance from people. If God said it, he was going to do it. He had the reverential fear of the Lord. And that's what happens when we truly operate in the realms of faith. There is another realm that's in existence, and it is a realm that we can see with our spiritual eyes. It's a realm that we can tap into that helps us believe and know not only in who we are in Christ, but that God has good things for us, that he is a good God, that he loves us immensely. If he's telling us to go in a certain direction, if he's telling us to do something, it is for our good and it is for the good of others. Come on. Sometimes you don't even know when God's telling you to go somewhere. He's saying, listen, I'm sending you somewhere. What kind of blessing he intends to bring to other people because you obeyed him. And listen, Jesus learned obedience from the things that he suffered. So, you know, obedience comes with a price. It comes with a cost. But we can get to those places of following after God and doing what it is that he's calling us to do when we realize how good he is, how much he loves us, how much he gave us his son Jesus so that we might be saved, healed, redeemed, and properly positioned in the realms of the ascension with him. And so when God tells you to do something, it may be difficult. It may be tough. It may be like, God, this makes absolutely no sense. And you may have the best heart, like, Lord, I don't want to hurt people if I do this or I do that. But listen, maybe your choice to follow God is better than your choice not to hurt people for the decision that you're making. See, we think worldly. God's thinking, his thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways are not our ways, but we can trust him. When he says go, we need to go. When he says stop, we need to stop. Remember, the key to living in the faith realms is that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word. That's pay, that's the word of God. Every word, his voice that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. That's how Jesus lived. That's how he fought the enemy in Matthew chapter 4. That's what he tested the Israelites when it came to the promised land. Before they went to the promised land, they had to know how to hear the voice of the Lord and respond to his voice, not being concerned about what they're going to eat, what they're going to wear. God supplied all that for them. For so many years had to toil the land. And so they had to get that out of their system, that it wasn't about them. was about the fact that now they were following a God that loved them. They had trauma. They had to get over their trauma of the bondage of Egypt. And we have to do the same thing. We have to get over our trauma of humanity. Come on, just being born in the death realms, being born in the world, in the realms of the earth, and having to be subject to this time zone can be a restriction. It's very difficult. Jesus knew that. That's why he chose to come into the earth and to meet the requirements of the earth so that he might take us out of the earth and take us to a place where we can see and hear and respond in the realms of the spirit. So listen, I just want to encourage you today. This week is a week that is going to be very, very intense. It's going to be a week of testing. It was a testing time for Noah. But listen, you're going to pass this test. Come on, I'm here to tell you, because I'm giving you an advance warning. This is the month of cleansing rains. God is cleansing off of you anything that's going to hinder you from the next levels that God is taking you. Remember, we pass through the Feast of Tabernacles. We pass through that process and that time where we had the Day of Atonement. We had the feast. The seven blessings of the feast are coming forth. That's a time of promotion. But now is the time that you're promoted. How are you now going to follow through with that? And so here was Noah, and he was a family. Noah and his family were righteous before God. They were a promoted family. They were a family that God had said, listen, I have called you, anointed you, and set you apart. You are now going to be in covenant with me. I'm going to establish my covenant with you by faith. You are a righteous individual by faith, and I'm going to carry you and the rest of humanity, because you're the only ones that are going to begin to bring forth the rest of us. Come on. So we read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, it says that by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not as seen yet, and that of course was that the floods were coming, that Noah moved with fear. He prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So you see, God considers you righteous because of what you believe to be true about him. He considers you to be righteous because of what Jesus has done for you. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus when we believe in Jesus as our righteousness. God is coming for righteousness. He is calling his people to be righteous and to be holy and to be set apart. That means sometimes you're going to have to say no to people. You're going to have to say, listen, that is not a righteous thing. I can't move in that. Or that's perfectly fine, but God is calling me to go in another direction, just like he called Noah to go in another direction, just like he called Abraham to go in another direction, just like he called Jesus to go in another direction. And so we have to make a heart choice. Are we going to choose God or are we going to choose man? Why would we want to choose man? We would want to choose man because we have our own needs to be accepted. Listen, I'm with you folks on this. I got the same issues that you have. I have needs for provision, protection, acceptance. I was born into the world. Everything that I'm sharing with you is because God has taught me to continue to be an overcomer of the flesh. Remember, 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 17 says that we are to love nothing in the world. It doesn't mean that you don't love others in the world or that you don't do the world good. That's not what that means. It means don't be attached to the things of the world, which are provision, protection, and acceptance. He told that to the Israelites in Deuteronomy chapter 8, don't be attached to things. I need you to listen to my voice and I need you to respond. When you do that, you're responding in faith. Or as Jesus was tempted by the devil in Matthew chapter 4, and the devil said to him, listen, command these stones to become bread. And Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, by doing things my way, by bringing forth what I need in this moment. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. And so God is taking his church to a place where we need to learn to step into hearing the voice of the Lord, responding to it, And that is an act of faith. That act of faith makes us righteous people. And righteousness is important to God because he's coming back for righteousness. The second time Jesus comes back, he comes back for righteousness. It's not for salvation. It's not whether or not you've been saved. It's whether or not we can believe and understand that we are righteous individuals and that he is calling for the earth to be righteous. Come on, and I believe right now as a prophet of the Lord that that separation is taking place now, that God is separating the righteous from the unrighteous. You want to get back into alignment with God and become one who he calls righteous by faith, begin to start to understand how to live by his voice. So in this example of Noah, which we honor Noah on Cheshvan 17, that would have been Monday, is because we know and recognize the fact that he believed God enough to build an ark. And in doing so, it says he condemned the world. What that means is that he judged others that were around him. He judged them and their lack of faith. He called into question the world. And listen, that's very, very important. So listen, your faith may call into question those that are around you. It may judge others because you choose to follow in faith where it is that God is leading you. That's a tough thing. That's a difficult thing. So even your righteousness could be something that condemns somebody else. And that word condemnation means it puts upon them a question in their mind and makes them wonder whether or not they're doing things right, or it makes them question things about themselves. Man, who wants to be that agent? Don't sign me up for that. I'm not somebody that wants anybody to feel uncomfortable about anything, but I'll tell you right now, I'd rather have the approval of God than I would of man. We grow in this. There is a message that God gave me years ago, and he spoke to me and he said, Candace, attachment to me is freedom from everything else. You want to really be free? Attach yourself to God, attach yourself to relationship with him, attach yourself to his righteousness. Nothing else will matter. Nothing else will be of concern. But when God tells you to go and you've got to follow him, it could cause other people issues because that's the direction that you're going in. You've got to be strong enough to continue forward, knowing that your relationship with God and what he's calling you to do is more important than the approval of man. Come on, I'm speaking to somebody right now. Listen, I understand this. Everyone wants to be loved by another person. Everyone wants to be accepted. Everyone wants to be a part of the group. But come on, what happened in those days, in the days of Noah, is those that decided not to hear but stay a part of the group, they drowned and they drowned and they drowned. And there was only one family that had to face them all. For over years, that ark was being built and said, listen, I know what's coming. I know what God's asked me to do, and I'm going to keep building in the midst of it. And listen, some of you all are building ministries right now. You're building businesses. You're building family. You're building exactly where God wants you to be. And there is an enemy that wants to create doubt in your life, wants to come and pull at you and yank at you and tell you that if you get off the wall today and come and deal with him, then that all things will be right. Don't listen to that voice. Remember, Nehemiah was building the wall and he had three guys telling him to get off the wall and deal with these issues. And Nehemiah was like, no, God said, go. God said, this is what we have to do. Keep your mind, keep your eyes on the faith realms, the faith zone, the zones of prosperity. God will never ask you to do something that is not good for you and good for others. Now, everything in you might go, oh my God, Lord, I'm scared to death. This is so uncomfortable. Like, I'm not sure you're really with me here. And have I lost my mind because I hear these voices that may be telling me this is crazy? Listen, God is never going to ask you to do something that's not going to be good for you and not going to be good for others. So God spoke to Noah. So this week we celebrate that Noah made a choice, and he made a choice to follow God, and it was a choice in faith, and it was a choice that led him to be a righteous man. And so as we enter this week, as we begin to move even toward the end of November here, because we're halfway through the month of Cheshvan, God is strengthening you in your faith. He's giving you eyes to see in the faith realms. Faith realms are a place of rest. They're a place of receiving. Listen, you can't do this on your own. You can't just hear the voice of God and then all of a sudden feel like, oh, this is great, I'm going to go and follow. No, there is a cost to hearing God's voice and having him tell you to go in this direction or that direction. It's going to push you personally, your soul, your mind, your will, and emotions to a place of question. And listen, we have to be single-minded, not double-minded. The enemy wants us to be double-minded, tossed to and fro. What is important to God is faith. Without faith, we don't please him. He says he's a rewarder of those who please him and live by faith, who seek after him and live by faith. We know Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We got to believe in God's goodness. That's the key to living in the realms of faith. If God asks you to do something or you feel an oppression upon your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, upon your heart, that you need to do something, go ahead and lift it up to God and think about his goodness. Focus and meditate on his goodness and his love for you, because it's in that space and place that you'll be empowered to make your next step of faith, which is to begin to move in action. Faith without works is dead. So this is a week where God is pressing his people. He's saying, get out of comfortable and into uncomfortable. Listen, he's going to ask us to do some crazy things. He has done that with me. I've been stretched, even though I knew what he was saying and I understood it. It didn't make it easy. But I trust that things will be good and they'll be right because I did what I was supposed to do. Come on, I don't speak to you out of a place of telling you what to do without me having experienced it myself. I be first and then I do. That's something that we teach you in Dream Mentors. You got to be stretched in your soul so you can be it and then you can do it. You got to be righteous. You got to understand how to be righteous and then you'll do righteousness. So part of the faith walk is also to understand that God is your reputation. Now listen, this is very important. Your reputation in the world or with others is only God's reputation. It's not your own, which is why you can say no to following after people when God tells you to go in another way. We are an apostolic church. We are an apostolic and prophetic people. So that means we are sending church. That means that God is going to send us. It means he's going to tell us where to go and he's going to tell us what to do. And those that are willing to hear him and follow, they are going to be the ones that God calls righteous. Righteous, why? Because they live by faith to hear the voice of God and respond. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. Again, those scriptures, man does not live by bread alone. Bread means man does not live by his own provision, but fully lays himself at God's feet and says, God, you will provide for me. That means you'll give me the acceptance I need. You'll give me the resources that I need. You'll give me whatever it is that I need, provision, protection, acceptance, that I might be able to pass this test. I'm going for it, Lord. Listen, it's better to stem out hearing the word of God than it is to pull yourself back and deny what you think God is saying to you because you think you don't have the resources for it. It's better to step out. Listen, if there's going to be a mistake made, it's going to be when you don't live by faith, not when you become too cautious about whether or not you should do something. These are called tests of faith. Our whole existence on the earth is test of faith. We're called to be the people that live by faith and not by sight. So our faith is that we believe in God, a good God, who sent his son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us, who shed his blood, redeemed us, and properly positioned us in relationship with the Father, whose voice we can now hear, and that we can be his people in fellowship with him and begin to do what it is that he's calling us to do. Come on, this is a crucial time. This is a crucial moment. The nations have passed into a next level segment of the division of sheep nations and goat nations. It's time now for us to get our hearing in order. The sheep know the voice of the shepherd. We need to stretch ourselves in this area and begin to be like Noah. Listen, it's not easy. It's going to hurt. You might kick and scream. You might feel like the water is creeping up way too high on you, but it's better to obey than it is to sacrifice and say no, because there's something in our flesh that has an unmet need. That's what happened to Saul. Samuel approached him in 1 Samuel 15, and Saul had killed the Amalekites, and he had taken the spoils, and he was going to offer the spoils to God. And Samuel comes along and says, "What's this bleating of sheep that I hear?" And Samuel says, "Saul, listen, God's dethroning you basically because you've been disobedient." And he says, "Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice." And Saul then realized, "Oh my gosh, I have sinned. I have done what's not right. I kept these things for myself, and I thought in my mind that a good way to go would be to bring an offering to God. But really what that was is that the bigger picture was that Saul would have given an offering that was of defiled goods. Okay, so it would not have been an offering that would have been pleasing unto the Lord. The offering that is pleasing unto God is that you live by faith and you obey him. That is what's pleasing to him. He wants to know that he can trust you. How's he going to be able to trust you? If you hear his voice, you've got to step out. But how do we believe him? You got to believe in his goodness. If you're living in a place where you feel condemned, you feel full of fear, anxiety, depression, you feel guilt beyond measure, it's time to say, "Father, forgive me, for I have sinned." Humble yourself before him, just as Noah had to humble himself before God when he built this ark for like an entire year. He had to be humble. I mean, you know, he was abused by the people while he was going through this process of building the ark. There is great humility in obeying God. There is nothing prideful about it. And so if you're in that space and place, say, "Father, forgive me. Help me hear your voice and do what you say, because I'm lacking this belief right now. There's something that I don't believe to be true about you, or something that I'm too afraid to give up myself, which is why I can't follow, which is why I can't go." Come on, God just wants you to be authentic. God just wants you to speak to him. And in that, you're speaking a confession. And then you know what he says to you? "Son, daughter, it's okay. I understand humanity. I know how you're built. I'm going to help you get over yourself. I'm going to help you get to a place of living by faith and being righteous by faith." That's what made Abraham righteous. That's what made Noah righteous. That's what made Jesus was righteous, because of faith, because he believed in God. He stood with God, and he stood against people who said, "No, you're not the Christ. You're not the Messiah." But then he had a whole other group saying, "I know who you are. You are the Christ, and you are the Messiah." And so you're going to have naysayers. You're going to have people that don't agree with you. But listen, this is between you and God. God is testing our faith. So live in this realm. Now I'm going to teach you something really quick. I want you to put out your hand, okay? I want you to put out your hands like this. And I want you to just say, "Lord, your yoke is easy, your burden is light. I want to receive everything I need in this moment for the next moment that you're calling me to." In the realms of faith, we become receivers, okay? Faith without works is dead. Something comes from our faith, but your faith has to get up to a level where you can just receive from God. Come on, somebody needs to receive from God right now. Not only do you need to receive forgiveness, you need to receive healing, you need to receive restoration, you need to receive financial abundance, you need to receive an increase. Come on, I'm going to speak that to you right now. Open up your hands and say, "Lord, I just receive from you now. I receive the salvation, I receive the healing, I receive the restoration, I receive the seven blessings of the tabernacle. I receive that I'm in the faith realms and that you're outpouring, just like you outpoured the cleansing rains. You're outpouring to me now, Lord Jesus. Cleanse my soul and properly position me in that place of the faith realms. Divine faith, increase my faith in the name of Jesus." Come on, put those hands out. Learn to be a responder. Learn to be a receiver. In the faith realms, we receive and then we bless. That will help remove you so you can become the vessel that receives and blesses. Ooh, I feel that in the spirit realms. All right. God is doing something mighty, mighty, mighty. Listen, I'd love to have you join me on Monday, December 9th for my next Ascension class. If you want to learn directly from me, become a part of my Glory Road community, then sign up and we will send you a link to join me on Monday, December 9th at 12 p.m. Eastern. I usually do 10 a.m., but this is going to be 12 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Eastern. I want to get to know you and connect with you. Maybe you're getting ready to step into next realms of faith. I have an amazing class on my website. Go to CandaceSmithman.com. It's all about stretching your faith. Come on. These are 5 videos that are going to help you get over this week and stepping into the next Hebrew month. Why? Because God is working on our faith. It's a time of rest, but it's a time where he's increasing our faith. Why do you need a faith increase? Because you're getting ready for big things and your faith doesn't match the call of God on your life. God's got to stretch your faith. He's got to stretch your righteousness so that you can begin to step into the fullness of the mantle that he's given you. So look up that class. You can do it for spiritual growth. Just click the button and you're going to get a download of videos and you can watch. And I will speak into your life for about 45 minutes, 5 sessions, where I'm going to teach you how to get your faith up to par. Then we also want to encourage you to come and be a part of Dream Mentors. Dream Mentors is expanding all over the world. We have ministry affiliates that go through our courses. They receive credentials. They teach and train others. You can have a kingdom business out of this as well. Become a kingdom coach. But maybe that's not what you want to do. Maybe you want to run small group Bible studies. You don't have an interest in necessarily being a coach. Well, you're going to learn coaching strategies. You're going to learn excellent discipleship strategies, but you're going to learn about the soul, faith, righteousness, different strategies to help people. You can have a cup of coffee with somebody, you're going to be able to help them. Come on, we need to build the earth in righteousness. This is material that will help the world begin to move into righteousness, which is what is necessary for Jesus's return. So go to dreammentors.org. We'll start classes in January. We want to get you all signed up. This is a great time to do it. Have it as a Christmas gift. Get yourself a Christmas gift. We're also going to be running specials this week, Black Friday specials. There'll be different products that we have, including our P4, which is our special herbal healing remedy for all kinds of issues in the body. It's a blood cleanser straight from South Africa that we bring in, and it helps to bring the blood through processes of cleansing. We have seen huge healings from people. It heals the major organs, liver, kidneys, gallbladder, intestinal disorders, heart disease. There's so many things, because once the blood gets cleansed, once infection is released from the body, then we begin to see differences. And so we're going to be running a special on that and on our mass cream, which is for serious skin conditions, psoriasis, dermatitis, all kinds of skin irritants, even things like dark spots, rough spots. It sloughs them off very, very easily without going to the dermatologist. Specials on those as well. We have a nice bottle that's in a tube. So these are some things we've got on our website. Think about Christmas gifts for people. Think about giving them my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. Come on, let's get caught up with that. When you know the Hebrew calendar, you can prophesy correctly. I'm speaking to prophets right now. It's time to stand up and begin to move prophetically. And this is a great resource that's going to help you hear the voice of God. Well, let's check it out. Let's see what God is doing in the atmosphere every single week. I get reports from people all over the world. Do this book every single day. They pray through it. They use it as a devotional. And people say, listen, this is like right on. And I'm like, I know. We tested these prophecies for 5 years. They were the same one every year. God operates according to his calendar, and he will be doing the same things with all of us at the same time. All right, come on. You need to pass this on to a friend. Somebody needs to be encouraged. This is a week, a faith test. Sorry about that, but good news is God's preparing you because your faith has got to get up to par with your calling. You got to learn to walk in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. All right, be blessed. You're blessed. You're highly favored. You're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You are called, anointed, appointed, and set apart by God. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Go forth, and you are a person that will please God by faith. In the name of Jesus. All right, give me a high five, and I'll see you next week for the weekly word. Be blessed.